This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. So the other day I was talking here with our guy Kang. And Kang, I feel like you, I don't know if you lived out the dream necessarily, but you decided to pull the trigger on a purchase of something that I think every guy envisions someday doing.
Oh, it's always been a dream, Doug.
Yeah.
Always.
And
for me.
And you decided, all right, I'm gonna go ahead and do it.
Yep.
And that was, you decided you were going to, I'll start with the description. You're going to upgrade your TV. And so you were at a store?
Well, it was online. Well, I've been to the store. I've seen it
okay.
in person.
All right.
But I ended up purchasing, you know, online.
Okay. Did they deliver it or did you go
pick
it up?
That's why. No, they delivered it. That's why I was like, I'm ordering this online. They're just going to send it right here, you know?
All right. So you pulled the trigger on the new TV. What'd you get?
Got an 82-inch screen television.
I don't, dude.
What, you got an accent wall?
We have very high ceilings in our living room, so it's okay. Plenty of space, you know. It's like 20, good. 22 feet ceilings. So it's a big, you know, we don't have any pictures on that side or anything. It's just a big empty, not empty because we had a TV, which was before that was a 58-inch.
Right.
At the time when I purchased it 10 years ago, was like, wow, that thing's huge, right? 58 mm-hmm. inches. And then time goes by and new technology, of course, changes like every second, not just every year.
Right.
You know, it doesn't seem as big anymore. And then, you know, with TVs, especially, everyone knows this when they're shopping. And by the way, you can't go to a Sam's Club, a Costco, a Best Buy, or wherever, and not stop at. You don't even need a TV, but you got to stop and look.
Every single time.
Always.
You have to.
Target, Meijer, it doesn't matter. Every place, you always stop and look at the TV.
You see that koalabear eating that bamboo?
I
it's
did.
Amazing.
Is that 4K? That's 4K. It's 4K,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
4K, yeah.
Look at that beehive. I've never seen such brilliant colors.
I love time-lapse flowers unfolding.
Right?
But anyway.
I need to watch more nature shows.
So you basically bought that giant TV in the front of Costco.
Basically. Yeah. Like,
now there's a couple approaches guys can take. One is that one, the massive, and you got 82 inches. You decided to do that over the,
thank you, Doug.
Yeah. You decided to do that over the multiple TVs.
Yeah. You know, there's obviously you could do a smaller TV as your main TV and then two or three smaller TVs.
Right.
So you can get the, like, March Madness comes around, right? Or even NFL Sunday where you get the Lions on one, Red Zone, you know, maybe another game you're very interested in, you know, college football Saturday, multiple
yep.
big games going on. So, yeah, that's another dream,
which is,
as well.
Which is what I did the command center with the three TVs, and I cannot wait for Saturday at noon.
But those TVs are usually more similar in size.
Yep.
I mean, this 82-inch is like...
I got one 55-inch and then two 30-inch TVs.
Okay, so makes more sense to
yep.
me. Like that.
But that's a man cave situation.
That's a man cave
situation.
This is
actually like your living room.
So, yeah, is that the plan, is to leave it in the living room or...
Okay, so the plan was we're going to start finishing our basement, you know, have an extra, you know, space and things like that, especially with the new child. She takes up a lot of space upstairs all of a sudden. So we want our own area, right? So the plan was to buy this TV. That's why we bought it in the first place, to put it in the basement. Basement's not finished or nowhere near close to be finished, so we got to put it up somewhere. So I'm like, hey, let's just replace the old TV. And now I'm thinking it's too big for the basement. It's too big to man cave with other smaller TVs. We might just, you know, move the 58-inch downstairs, which is fine.
I was going to say that 58-inch ain't exactly too big for the basement.
We'll put that downstairs. But now, we've had it for like a week now. Every day I look at it, and I'm like, this thing is too big, I think. It's to the point where our kitchen is, you can see the TV from the kitchen. Like, that's perfect. You know, you could be over the sink, you know, you could be eating dinner, and it looks perfect. You walk into the living room, you're like, the IMAX, you know what I mean? Like, oh my God.
It's just too much for the room.
I feel like it's too much, and should I take more time? I started like, should I Google? I don't know, there's like, TV experts out there. What's the perfect distance from couch to television?
These are things you have to look at. It's the distance from couch to TV.
Yep.
And it depends on how high up the wall the TV is. I mean, if you've got the TV, like I'm not a fan at all of mounting a TV over a fireplace.
Well, they say that you're not supposed to do that.
I hate it. Yeah, I
really don't like it. It's unnatural to put your head cocked up like that. Right. So, but that means you have to get a TV stand typically. And,
well, I have my mounted on the wall.
Or some kind of piece of furniture. Or you can mount it on the wall, exactly. But if you're going to mount an 82-inch TV on the wall, you're like steel reinforced, make sure that
you've got it. Is that tough to do, or did they actually do that for you?
No, I just bought the – well, I already had a mount on the wall that was already secure enough for this 80 – because 82 inches, actually, it's under 100 pounds. So it's the way they make TVs now, it's crazy.
They're light. They're so light, Doug.
There's no borders.
And they're cheap relative to what they used to be.
I bet this TV weighed less than his old one.
Yeah, probably. I think my old one, which was not like a tube or anything like that, but it was older, you know.
Even the advancement year over year, but Kang's all wrong, man. You can never have too big of a TV ever anywhere in your house.
I don't know.
Depending on the size of the room, you can.
Yeah, Evan came sprinting into the studio, shaking his head. No.
Dude, I've been in Kang's house. It's not too big for that room.
I know.
By any means.
I think that room, I think he's right, though, in a man cave.
Well, this
is
where...
It might be too much. It depends how big your man cave is. That's a big living room you have, if I recall. It's pretty spacious.
It's not bad. Yeah, it's got room, for sure.
But Kang, if there's something that I stand by in life, there's two things. Michigan State's the best of all time. And B, your man cave has to have a bigger TV than your living room. You can't downsize going downstairs. You can't. Oof. Kang, if you do,
I know the
just
best
move
TV.
Out. Get a new house.
I get you. The best TV should be the TV where you watch, you know, all the sports.
Correct.
Yeah, watch the most, go downstairs.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. And normally I'd like to agree with Evan on this. I certainly agree with him about the Michigan State part. But with the TVs, I think if you go man cave, now he's allowed to add to the man cave. He's got the 58-inch there. Now, if he wants to go get a couple of 40-inch TVs and flank it, now you're talking, because now you're talking all types of surface space. Now you're talking 130 inches or whatever, or 160 inch, 130 inches, almost 140 of TV space. That's a TV.
But you won't do it, Kang. I'm telling you. You'll go downstairs, you'll see the smaller TV, and you're like, what am I doing? I'm just going to go upstairs and watch this massive screen that I have.
If he flanks it with other ones, don't you think it looks totally different? Because then now you have the command center.
I'm speaking from experience. I had the three TVs down in my basement, just like Doug's setup, the two smaller and the one in the middle. And then you know what? I decided that I was going to get some big kahunas and get a bigger TV for upstairs. And guess where I ended up watching everything? Upstairs, because the doper TV was up on my living room wall. And then I was like, what am I doing here? Three TVs down there. And I'm watching one. So, Kang, you're going to get in the same problem. What you need now is a big projector down in the basement.
Kang, he's wrong.
He's absolutely wrong. Has Doug ever been right?
I'll tell you this. I have the configuration he just described. I have the big TV in the basement, the bigger of the three. My TV upstairs in the living room is the biggest TV we have. The basement is where I go.
But are you going down there to get away, too?
What's the newer TV, Doug? The one upstairs or the one downstairs?
The one downstairs, but it's smaller.
But it's probably got a better picture.
But that's the thing.
I really don't know which one has a better picture. I'll just tell you that I'm perfectly happy with having a smaller TV in the man cave because it's got the three TV set up. If it's just one game I'm watching, I'll probably watch it upstairs. But if I want to escape, I can, and I'm happy.
All right, but here's where I'll back Doug up. You guys have seen my house, and I've got the room I'm in now with the guitars has the bigger of the TVs in my house. I usually don't watch TV in this room. I watch TV in my other room, the den, if you will, that has a much smaller TV. It's not a small TV, but it's much smaller in comparison.
Hmm. All right. So 248-539-9797. Can a TV be too big? You ever bought a TV and said, that's just too big? Are you, Kang, do you have the receipt?
Oh, yeah, I can still return it.
Oh, he's not taking that.
Hold on. I'll buy it off you if that's the case.
How long do you have to?
I think it's 30 days.
I'll give you 60, dude, in the Jenkins return.
The Jenkins return guarantee?
Yeah, I'll pay for it.
And you are how many days into the 30 days?
Maybe
a week?
Yeah.
Your first thought was it's too big, and a week later you still think it's too big?
It might still be too big. I mean, listen, my daughter's not even two yet. Well, I was watching the Lomo fight. She's the size of the fighters on the screen. It's like amazing. I'm like, oh my God, this is huge.
We've had this debate for a week straight. He sent the box. I think it's too big. And I said, are you crazy? Put it on the wall. I think it's too big. And I said, yet again, why are you texting me this? I don't want to hear that.
I'm gonna send a picture of it.
I'm gonna Gator Doug. I don't know if I sent you the picture of my daughter next to the TV. Yes. I'm gonna send that picture to you guys.
Send it to me. I want to see just how big this thing is.
You want me to send a pic so you can see how big it is?
See how big
you're sending the TV.
All right,
right?
I'll send it to you, Gator. Tell me how big it is.
See how big Kang's is. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1. Doug Carson, Scott Anderson, 97.1. The ticket.
Game day. Game day. Game day. Uncensored. Game day. Uncensored.
I was listening to a little Game Day Uncensored this week. Great. Mike is.
I love it.
Mike, he doesn't wear pants while he does that show, does he?
No. Well, I get because he does it from home, but no.
It's uncensored for more reasons than one. All right. So, Kang, you have not. So, you did experience a football weekend with the 82-inch TV.
Yeah.
All right.
It was big. Yeah. It was very large.
You just think it might be too big for your house, too big for your room, and it is such a thing of having too big of a screen. And this
What kind of couch do you have?
It's not one of the sectional, so I have a couch and a love seat. So the couch is on the side where I like to lay down, and it's closer to the TV than where the love seat is, which is like right directly, you know, facing the TV, but further back.
You may want to switch that up.
Well, then you can't get through area where to the kitchen and dining room table.
How far back can you put a couch or love seat from sitting like before you run out of room?
It's as far back as it goes already. So I looked up. I had the wife measure. She says it's like 13 feet from that love seat to the TV. And then I Googled it.
From the front of the love seat?
Yeah.
So where your knees are.
Yeah, where your knees are. If you're like leaning over your knees to watch, right?
Gotcha.
I Googled it, proper distance from TV to sofa, and they do have, someone wrote something up here, perfect proximity, the optimal TV viewing distance.
Okay, what is it?
Depending on the size of your TV.
Sure.
All right, so we'll go straight to the big ones, right? A 75-inch TV, you should sit between 9.5 and 15.5 feet away from the screen. 9.5 is way too close. I'm at 13 right now, and it feels big.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Kevin's in Canton. He's on 97.1. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, Kev.
First of all, Kang, welcome to the I'm an adult, so I do what I want and buy the TV.
No, right?
Because I did the same thing. But, dude, let me help you out here, okay? It's perfect for the man cave, and here's why. Okay, I use an Apple TV. We cut the wire, you know, with one of those whatevers. ESPN, you can watch multiple games at one time through their app. So if you got a smart TV, it's probably the same thing.
You can split the screen.
So literally, Saturday morning at noon, I put on whatever game I'm interested in, and that's got the sound, and then I've got three games to my right that I can switch over to and go back and forth. So
wait a minute, you can do like your own Octobox type thing?
Yes, yes, exactly right. You can have four, I think it's up to six games at once. Yeah.
Six?
So
go quad on that,
it changes the game, I'm telling you, dude, because especially during COVID, like, do we really care about what Kentucky is doing to Arkansas or whatever? But you can put on a game you do care about, and if something interesting, it's like making your own red zone.
Well, you do if you have the under, so you do care then.
Yeah.
But, but no, that makes a ton of sense.
So I suggest getting that in your man cave.
Game changer.
And then just game. Anyway, so, and then you're just down there for 4 hours that, watching all the games.
Actually, Kevin, that's, wow. that idea is kind of badass.
Wow, there that's, it is. That's a game
split
changer.
It up and it hey, looks, wow.
You're welcome, game, gentlemen. Set, have a great match. Day.
It looks like that scene behind the bar, the best sport. Actually, you know what it looks like? It looks like a sports book in Vegas.
Yes.
That's what it looks like.
The William and Kang sports book. Yes. I got to find a William to watch with me.
248-539-9797. Brad's in Sterling Heights. Hi, Brad.
How you doing?
What's up?
So you guys are talking about having several TVs, and I have kind of a man cave that we made in the basement. And, you know, I call it man cave, both for me and the kids. One, it was originally set up for the kids to play their video games. I have, you know, a couple of sons, one play on one side, one play on the other side, and the a 65-inch TV in the middle. But I haven't been able to figure out when they're not playing video games, how to get multiple games on the TVs without getting multiple cable boxes.
Well, I don't have that. I have multiple cable boxes, and I don't love it.
So you're paying the price expensive, for each rent on each cable box, right? Yep.
Well, other TVs, are they smart TVs?
I have two smart TVs that I stream through, but in the basement there's two cable boxes. And one of the TVs on the wall is a smart TV, yeah.
I was going to say, if you have Xfinity,
about a
you can...
command center.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the three TVs in the basement. One is streaming, and I got two cable boxes, and they're on different sides of the room, so I know the cable box with the blue tape goes to the right, and without the blue tape goes to the left.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't know if anyone else had a better idea because it's kind of expensive.
It is kind of expensive. Streaming is better for that. We're kind of locked in because one of those TVs down there isn't a smart TV, but...
Well, depending... Oh, he's gone.
I can get a Roku. Yeah, put the Roku down there.
That's what I'm about to say. That's the move, and they have a Comcast app on there, and it's just like the box.
I went and got a Roku at Home Depot for I think it was $39.99, and I didn't realize that I didn't have to subscribe to anything. You just plug it in and go.
Yeah,
and I was like, now I take it with me everywhere.
It's your subscriptions that it's going off of.
We went to my kid had a soccer tournament in Indianapolis, and we drove down there, and it was on a college football Saturday. And I brought a TV, the Roku, and we set up in the parking lot. And I had the TV going watching football.
Yeah, because the Roku has the Fox Sports app, the ESPN app. It has all of the apps that you would need to stream football. And it's awesome. So that's how you turn your TV into a smart TV.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. And I think someday it'll be the full conversion. But in the meantime, Kang's got an 82-inch TV. And here is some
too small.
He thinks it's too big. Feedback, just finished my basement, 145-inch projector and screen with amazing sound system, incredible to watch games on.
145?
These are TVs that should be measured in feet, not
inches.
Is that
on the side of his house he's watching
it? I've got
your garage door.
He basically has a 12-foot TV.
That's 12-foot TV, man.
Chet says, only one answer, 82 inches in every room.
Ooh. Oh, that's how I even up, you know, level the playing field.
Yep.
Well, that's the other route you go.
From, of course you can have a TV that's too big. There is an actual ideal ratio based on the viewing distance.
All right, hater.
Another one here. From an unnamed texter. So there's no options between 58 and 82 in TVs?
Oh, when she says okay with 82, I don't think you
hesitate.
Yeah,
you're not going backwards. That's crazy talk.
I got the okay.
You're okay with this? Oh, okay.
I'm telling you though, Kang.
Check out.
Good, because I ordered it yesterday. Yeah. Quick.
A year and a half ago, I got a 70-inch.
Add to cart.
And I was like, this is great. And now I go downstairs and I'm like, it's too small. And you're going to have that same opinion, King.
Dude,
give it a month.
This
you're
stops.
Gonna, no.
And, no, and honestly, like we know technology gets better every year. And size has gone up every year. At what point does society say, that's it. 90 inches. No one gets a TV bigger than that, right? This is too much. Because we're not getting bigger as people. We're not like,
well,
you
we
know.
We kind of are.
We are.
Yeah, we
not
are
that much.
But
are we growing 8 inches every
well, I'm not,
year?
I'm not getting any taller or bigger, and you're not getting any taller or bigger, but our children are.
I'm actually going to be getting smaller with the treadmill, so.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, tell them what you got last night when you went to get dinner.
No, well, that was two nights ago.
Okay.
We went out. I was trying to get these sandwiches for myself and my wife. Mm-hmm. and they didn't have the tuna quinoa that she wanted, right?
Because you ain't eating
Excuse me?
Yeah. So I made the tuna quinoa sandwich. It's a specialty that she loves.
She's the opposite of what the way Evan eats, okay?
I get people that don't know. That's my girl right there.
Dog's like, tuna quinoa. Oh.
I get the corned beef, okay? So
yeah, exactly.
We make it right.
Yeah.
So they didn't have that, so I decided I was going to make an executive decision, and I was just going to make an egg sandwich for both of us, right? So I grab some English muffins, I get the whole wheat for her, I get the regular for me, and then I walk down the candy aisle, and I see there's bottle caps, and I'm like, I love bottle caps, so I'll grab those. Mm-hmm. And then I saw dots, and I'm like, well, I wanted chewy to go with my chalky candy, right? So I got that, and then when I get home, I'm starting to pull items out of the bag, and I'm like, huh. I'm like, they gave me somebody else's bag with all my items. So on the kitchen counter, you'll see the muffins, the candy, and then all the items that weren't mine. So my wife, she goes, why did you buy all this? And I'm like, you think that I bought that green crap sitting over there?
But here's the thing. My man thinks he's losing like 27 pounds.
Just bought two bags of candy.
He bought two dots and bottle caps and says, I'm not eating that green crap.
Dots, okay, first off, are low in calories. I don't know if you know your candy, but maybe not. I mean, that's probably serving size, not for the box.
Right. It's like
probably.
Only 100 calories per serving.
And bottle
serving
caps,
size, one bottle cap.
It's only 10 grams of sugar per dot. Is that
dude, like? You see bottle caps, you have to get them. It's kind of like the Randy Jackson. If you see them, you're not going to have them sign your sword.
I swear to God, you and I don't live on the same planet.
Yes, we do.
I've walked past those things successfully
for the last
35 years.
They're like an upgraded Necco. Do you know what the Necco wafer is?
Yes,
I do. Very, very good.
You should go get some of those.
I remember bottle caps as a kid were pretty good. If you got the root beer ones, they're
yes,
really good.
Or the orange or the pop. Like I even like the gummy Coke bottles.
Did
like,
you get
I'll
them
get
all?
Those.
You should get them all.
Doug, you don't have to tempt me on that one. I have till April 20th, man. April 20th.
You should stop on the way home. And then get them all.
You know what? Have Kang invite me over. I'll watch football with him, and I'll bring all the candy.
Look, man, those bottle caps give you energy to get on that treadmill.
I went to Kang's diaper party at his brother's house.
Yeah.
Cleared his entire brother's house out of candy.
I'm sure you did.
By himself. It wasn't like, you know, we have food out on the table. He wanted stuff behind the cabinets. You know what I mean? Behind the drawers. Just real quick.
I still wish you luck.
It's going to happen, Doug. I'm telling you. You're going to be taking pictures of me and photoshopping your face on my body to show to your wife. And she's going to be like, wow, Doug, you have been working out.
Oh, Doug, you're short. 248-539-9797.
And more bald than usual.
97.1 the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.